Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome back to WGR's continuing coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft. Nate Geary, Derek Kramer, Zach Jones with you. Let's go hear from the newest Buffalo Bill, Utah safety Cole Bishop.
Hey, Cole, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Awesome. Congratulations, and thank you for taking some time to speak with our local media tonight. We will go ahead and get started with questions. And first question will be from Sal Capaccio.
All right.
Hi, Cole. How are you? Sal Capaccio, WGR Sports Radio 550. Congratulations. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you. I'm doing great. Glad to get going and be a part of this thing.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the history you have with meeting with the Bills, the process leading up to this night with them particularly.
Yeah. Started talking to them the first time at the Senior Bowl and everything. I got to meet with them a couple of times, at the combine, obviously, you meet with a good bit of teams and then, having a couple of Zooms throughout the process. I was, with my guy Dalton out there, I was always hoping that, that would be a possibility. So super awesome when I got that call.
I'm glad you brought that up. Have you been in contact with Dalton either before this or after this? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, me and him talk a good bit, obviously talking, him wishing me luck and everything. I think he texted me, but, it's kind of a little hectic right after you get the call trying to figure out everything. So, I'm excited to talk to him over the next couple of days. Just got to get out there and see him again. It's been a while, but yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, Cole. Alex Brasky with the Batavia Daily News. Welcome to Buffalo.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You step into a situation where the Bills are looking to replace two veteran safeties, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer. How much are you looking forward to that challenge, stepping in and potentially filling one of the roles left behind by those two players?
Shoot, I'm super excited. I mean, two great players, like you said. I haven't studied them or anything, but, just watching them on TV and everything, obviously great players. So, going to come in. First thing I got to do is learn the playbook and then just try to add as much value as I can and just try to be the best I can be every day.
And during your pre-draft visits with the Bills or conversations, what makes you feel like you're a good fit for this defense?
Man, I feel like we had a good bond. Some teams, you can kind of just tell there's not a fit. Some teams just don't seem as interested. Some teams you're not as interested into. Buffalo was always a team that I liked. It seemed like they were interested in me, obviously. So, being able to talk to them a good bit, their defensive schemes, they let their safeties do a lot. I think my versatility is something that, kind of separates me. So being able to go to a team that you're able to be versatile is huge. So just, I think I'm going to be able to excel as best as I can.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Cole, Catherine Fitzgerald with the Buffalo News. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You just mentioned your versatility. Can you tell us a little more about what you think stands out about your skill set?
Yeah. So, I mean, at Utah this past year, I was playing some free, some strong. I was in the box, out as the overhang as the nickel at times. So being able to do a lot, I think I can do a lot of those different things well, you know, covering tight ends, being able to cover Dalton Kincaid every day in my first 2 years definitely helps you get better at covering tight ends as he's one of the better route runners out there. So he was super helpful in my growth. And I think, you know, gonna hopefully be able to add a lot of value.
The Bills really value versatility too. How much did they talk to you about, you know, what they were seeing in you from that standpoint?
Yeah, a good bit. You know, in those Zooms and everything, there's times where you'll be shown some of your plays and then you'll have to, you know, draw some stuff up. And, you know, it's nice being able to have a lot of different things on film. So you're able to show me certain times playing free or strong or, you know, in the box. So it was a big focus point, I'd say.
And then I know you and Dalton will be on different sides of the ball, obviously, but what did he tell you just about kind of like the franchise, the city, the organization that made you excited?
Yeah, he loves it out there. Fan base is awesome, obviously. You know, Bills Mafia is something unlike any other. I mean, he's nothing but good things to say. So I was, as soon as I saw that New York phone number, I was super excited.
What was just getting the call like? Like, who was around you? What was your day like?
Yeah, my friends and family, you know, so a bunch of my buddies that I grew up with, and then my parents, brother, grandparents, you know, all those people. So being able to spend this moment with them is awesome. I'm excited to get back out there. They're waiting for me, but I'm excited to get back out there and celebrate with them. So everyone's pretty pumped up.
Awesome. Thanks, Cole.
Yes, thank you.
Cole Bishop, Mookie Hawkins, Waffle Sports in 80. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
When did you know, when did you really kind of get a pulse on that the Bills was the landing spot?
Man, I mean, you know, you have an idea before the draft of what teams potentially like safeties, what teams you talk to the most and what teams like you or say they like you. But you can only take that so much, you know, there are certain teams share more information than others. So, you know, we had an idea that they wanted a safety. My agent, you know, he really liked the idea of me going to Buffalo and he thought that was a good possibility. And I, you know, I believed it as well. My defensive coordinator talked to him a good bit. So, you know, once pick six, he was getting closer, you know, my phone was ready. I was waiting. So once that phone call came through, it was awesome.
Absolutely. And I know that you are a, you know, interchangeable, very versatile, but what is your biggest skill set that you hang your hat on defensively?
Yeah. Being relentless. Our culture at Utah was called relentless, smart, nasty ball hawk. So being able to embody that as much as I can. I mean, obviously your skill set and different things, like I think I'm really good at covering tight ends and man-to-man, but I don't think that's what really separates me. I think my relentlessness, you know, always pursuing the ball, whether that's trying to make a tackle, trying to get it out of the air, just things like that, just trying to be relentless.
Absolutely, man. Congrats and see you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Cole, congratulations. Just had one for you. You mentioned your versatility, what you could potentially play in this defense. The Bills obviously switched things up a little bit last year, went with more of a dime look a lot. When you were talking to them about, you know, the playbook and getting on the whiteboard with them, how much did that come up in terms of the shift to that style in their defense and how you can maybe fit into one of those three different roles?
Yeah, not too much. A lot of that times they're, you know, they're kind of trying to see what you know rather than talk to you about what they're going to do with you. I mean, at the end, sometimes you talk about it briefly, but a lot of it's, you know, if you're watching my film, what's going on this play? What were you doing? Or they might install a coverage to you and, you know, you try to regurgitate it back to them. So not a ton. I'm excited to see, you know, what they have in store for me. Like I said, I'm excited to learn the playbook and see, you know, where I'm going to fit, but I don't have a huge idea yet. Wherever I end up, wherever I'm playing, I'm just going to try to add as much value as possible.
I know you like to do a little bit of everything, but what's your favorite part of the game? I mean, do you like being near the line of scrimmage? Do you like being in coverage? I mean, what would you say is your favorite thing?
My favorite thing is kind of doing a little bit of everything. You know, it sounds like obviously that's what I would say, but you know, when you're only in the box and you're not able to help out as much in coverage, if you're only in coverage, you can't show up as much in the run game. So being able to kind of do a little bit of everything, I think kind of helps safeties play as best as they can.
Awesome. Thanks, Cole. Congrats.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Cole, congrats, as everyone said. I was curious, you mentioned that you got a good feel from the build and it kind of stood out that the vibe was there and that kind of thing. Is there anything like why, what was that? Like, was it just good conversations? Like, what exactly was like, oh, this could be a good fit?
Yeah, I'd just say good conversation to an extent. Like I talked about, I mean, you can Google what teams are going to need safeties, you know? So before I met with them at all, I knew that they were potentially going to need safeties and everything. Dalton played at Utah. He knows the culture of Utah. He said the Bills have a great culture there. So that's something I was obviously super interested in because I think that's huge for teams. And then just after meeting them, you know, conversations went well, you know.
Thank you.
Ben, thank you.
Hey, Cole, Sal Capaccio here again. One more question. Sorry. What about special teams? Can you give us an idea of, you know, what you played on special teams and, you know, your role in the NFL, maybe as a special teams player?
Yeah, played special teams my whole career at Utah. Freshman year, I pretty much played everything until I got, you know, to be a starter. And then sophomore year, played a little bit of punt return, played a little bit of punt. And then this past year, I started on punt every game. So I've played special teams. That's something at Utah we took very serious. That's something I take pride in. So trying to, like I talked about, adding value, and that's not just on defense. Trying to add as much value as you can is something I'm going to try to focus on.
All right, there is Bills safety, the newest member of the Buffalo Bills, Cole Bishop, Utah safety there. Derek, why don't we get a quick update on the picks we missed?
So we missed four picks since the update, and they go as follows. Pick 75, the Bears taking offensive tackle. I'm going to butcher this one. Kieran Amidaji. I think I did all right.
I'm a dodging how to pronounce this name.
Yeah, you are dodging how to pronounce that name. The offensive tackle out of Yale. Then the Broncos at pick 76, Jonah Ellis, the edge rusher out of Utah. Another offensive lineman, Las Vegas, going with Delmar Glaze, offensive tackle out of Maryland. And then
my nickname in high school, Delmar Glaze.
We're going to put a pin in that. And then Kalen Bullock, safety out of USC, going to the Houston Texans at pick 78. Right now the Colts at pick 79. Buffalo, meanwhile, we're waiting until pick 95. That's the 32nd pick of round number three.
Just feels like there's no value left in taking an offensive lineman. It just feels like no value left.
Christian Haynes, guard.
By the way,
maybe, yeah.
One wide receiver taken in all of round three right now, and that was Malachi Corley right at the top.
I want to put a pin in it until tomorrow, maybe round five or six. With how touted this wide receiver class was, and to still see names that here on our WGR wide receiver big board, still very much available in the middle of the third round. Let's go through them. Troy Franklin, Javon Baker, Devontae Walker, Roman Wilson, just to name the ones that are still on the board.
On that big board, you also have Washington's Jalen McMillan as an option.
Malik Washington
is still
there.
He said there's no more value in offensive tackle than another offensive tackle went on the board.
Unbelievable.
That doesn't mean that I'm taking the statement back.
Also, we finally have a receiver off the board.
Who?
To
Cincinnati?
The Cincinnati Bengals taking Alabama receiver Jermaine Burton.
There you go. He was somebody, a lot of talent, a lot of red flags, mainly character red flags as well, but a lot of talent with him, especially in an Alabama team that did not have a very good passing attack. With Jalen Milrow, he was kind of the guy who stood out there. But so he's off the board now, but that's still, I mean, he wasn't even on our big board here. But
ESPN had him at like 150, by the way.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Burton.
Yeah.
Burton is the 17th wide receiver on the one that me and Nate got here.
It is the Dane Brugler board. He's also player 100.
Okay. But I mean, you also got guys like Jameer Thrash.
House thrashed.
Out of Louisville. There's a number of these guys that have just been brought up a ton. Brendan Rice, if you want him. Jalen McMillan, the other Washington receiver as well. I brought up Jacob Cowing a few hours ago as well. A lot of these guys were like being thrown around as like potential second, third round guys, and just no one has really gone off the board.
The Troy Franklin fall has been maybe more shocking than the Eddie Mitchell fall.
You know what it's coming into, though? He is 10 pounds heavier than Xavier Worthy. And is significantly slower. If we're just going off the 40 time, significantly slower and only 10 pounds heavier.
He ran a 4.48, right?
4.41.
4.41, okay. I mean, that's not that slow.
That's still fast.
It's not that slow. It's not that slow, but he was somebody that was pegged going into the combine that was going to run in the 4.2s. That was the whole thing. Was he's going to run in the 4.2s, and he runs in a 4.41. Worthy, going into the combine, was Worthy. Not somebody that was projected to break the 40 time.
Exactly. So that might just be like also a
It also didn't help. I mean, he had an abysmal combine. It was not just the 40. Then you go to the gauntlet drill. He could not run in a straight line.
Maybe
he's in a gadgety
the,
offense at Oregon.
Maybe this is the DK Metcalf sort of thing, where like you expect him to do better. He had a bad combine. And now some team might get good value out of him.
I was totally expecting that to be Leggett. I'm going to be completely honest. As much as I thought he was going to go to Carolina, there was a part of me that's like, he's going
to
fall.
For some reason, he fell to 32 because of swag, because he wore number 24. That might just be the draft year thing, but if he picks
There's 24 for a jersey.
Is.
There's no way it is. The NFL doesn't do that. Yeah. You're first round pick, you get one. There's your jersey. And then we'll figure out the number later. We know Chicago's already got their numbers. He picked number 24, I feel like it's and got, that is terrible.
It might have just been for the press conference.
Who picked 24?
It looks like Leggett. We don't know for sure, but it looked like
his introductory press conference had a jersey with the number 24.
Could be the year.
That's what I'm hoping.
But the NFL doesn't do that much. If you're a first round pick, you get the one. And
it's also cheaper, yeah.
And that's it. Like that's all they do.
Yeah.
I think he picked his number. Chicago's already outing some of their numbers for their players. Caleb Williams is wearing 18, and
we know Keon Coleman's wearing 4.
Well, maybe
Keon Coleman. I mean, the Bills kind of put their little graphic on Twitter. He's going to wear 4. I think that's going to be nearly
isn't
official.
That James Cook. Number.
James Cook is wearing number 4. That is right.
Oh yeah, good call.
We'll talk about that on Saturday tomorrow.
Yeah.
The Bills' wide receiver number availability is concerning.
Christian Haynes off the board
is concerning. To Seattle?
Yep.
Okay.
Offensive guard from Connecticut.
Because just a grab
more
at this
offensive
point.
Line. My goodness.
Where is
the big
value
boys?
In that?
The beef.
Well, he had a second round grade. Christian Haynes.
Yeah, but guards just get underdrafted.
Yeah.
And it's usually good value anyway.
It feels like every other pick is an offensive lineman from somewhere at some position. And I'm wondering at a certain point if people are taking them for the fear of, that being maybe the most sought after position and the least amount of depth in the NFL is offensive line.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a hard position to draft. Could be that of just keep going, just keep grabbing. Hopefully, we get somebody. They've got good traits. We'll get them in. It's good value, what have you. That is probably maybe a big reason why also we're not seeing wide receivers go off the board. It's just trenches on both the defensive side and the offensive side keep getting taken. It seems like almost every other pick.
Yeah, it's the heavy boys.
You'll get a few cornerbacks here. You'll get a few safeties, and we get another run on trench guys. Then you get a wide receiver and another run. And it's just
give me the wins for the big boys, okay?
Absolutely,
I'm gonna take it.
Absolutely,
I'm a thick boy.
But man,
don't take my gig.
I know. I'm just reminding you that you sang it.
I know. You gotta remind me. I know what I do.
Well, I mean,
you're lucky I don't have a mustache.
You kind of do. Oh, stop it!
That was a rough run by Nate Geary when he had the mustache. That's actually how I met Nate too.
You see, I just brought up the thick boy thing. He brought up the nightmare of rubbing his mustache on the microphone, which was just ear trauma for me.
Derek's worst day.
Oh my god, it was. It was the worst thing that he could have ever done with that terrible mustache, by the way.
All right, we got another tight end off the board to back up Trey McBride. The Cardinals taking Illinois' tight end Tip Reiman.
Jatavion Sanders continues
to
fall.
Who had a fourth and
Texas.
Fifth round grade.
There's going to be some really good value.
Dane Brugler's eighth best tight end goes as the third tight end.
I just have no idea how to like.
I'm surprised all these guys are going over Cade Stover, to be honest. He's the guy I really like out of Ohio State.
Yep. Man,
just goes to show we know nothing.
I was going
to
say, I mean, tight end also is kind of a difficult position to scout now,
and
especially
it's also,
in the modern era.
It's also not a deep one in this draft at all.
No, it's Brock Bowers and everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it became, but it's just such a difficult position to scout now because you have to be the mismatch. You can't just be a guy that's blocking. You can't be a guy that just catches in the red zone. You've got to be that offensive mismatch that teams need. And that's where guys like Jatavion Sanders, who comes in at 6'6", but refusing to block, it causes problems. You got to be able to do everything.
Brandon Bean, please trade up.
15 spots away from Buffalo taking their turn at 95, by the way.
Let's speed that up.
Well, we could speed that up. The Bills do have plenty of fifth-round picks. That is now the
They have four of them.
They have comfortable ammunition.
They have four of them. They can't. They're not going to use all of them. There's no way.
This might just also be teams continuing to sit happily for their players.
And, I mean, they're relatively quick succession as well in the fifth round. Oh, man.
And a lot of the picks that have been made, like the traded picks, they've come from earlier in the draft now.
Yep.
So there hasn't been a whole heck of a lot of trading going on in round three.
A lot of teams are sitting. They're taking the players they want to get. You got a few trades, of course, to open up the third round was the Jets moving up to get, like, Malachi Corley. That happened. Carolina's traded a few times, both going up and back.
Also, how the Rams decided they needed to give up a next year's second round pick.
Oh, they
to
hate
move
drafting.
Up in the second
they
round?
Dislike drafting immensely.
Clearly.
They dislike drafting so much. By the way, they did trade for Brian Burns, correct?
Who's that?
The Rams.
No, the Giants.
The Giants did, right? Okay.
No, the Rams were the one that offered them two first round picks and they didn't
that's
take it.
That's right. That's right.
And then they only got a second
right.
round pick.
That's right.
The Giants
yes.
Wow, they really don't like drafting, do they?
That's right. No, they hate it. They're the most, I get it, they're the LA Rams. They're the most LA team around right
they
now.
They just don't want any of these kids.
No, they want stars. And you won't get stars in the third round. So let's package a third round pick and our first, and let's go get like a Jalen Ramsey or a Matthew Stafford or somebody. But now it's just gotten to a point, like Aaron Donald retired, so they spent a lot of their draft capital already on getting defensive line help.
Well, and they needed to because there was a run in those defensive tackles, and they probably felt like they couldn't miss out on one.
Yeah, I think absolutely that's right.
All right, let's take a timeout. On the other side, we approach pick 83. The Cardinals pick is in at 82. We'll get you updated on that one and any other ones we missed during our break as well. I'm Nate Geary. Derek Kramer and Zach Jones continue our coverage here of the 2024 NFL Draft on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. We are in round three, pick 84, the Pittsburgh Steelers on the clock. Before we get you that pick, let's get caught up on who you missed, Derek.
Last one we ended up with was Kalen Bullock with the Texans. Here's the next five that have gone. More offensive line, Matt Goncalves of Pittsburgh at offensive tackle. Then wide receiver. We get another wide receiver getting taken off the board here, Jermaine Burton from Alabama. Then another offensive lineman, Christian Haynes, the guard from UConn, going to the Seattle Seahawks at pick 81. Tight end, Tip Raymond from Illinois, going to Arizona at 82. And then Blake Corum, the running back from Michigan, being selected by the LA Rams. The Pittsburgh Steelers just now at pick 84.
Texas teammate.
Roman Wilson.
Two Michigan players right off the board.
So the wide receiver board behind me. It takes a rare hit.
No, a rare hit. And that is their Deontay Johnson replacement right there. I think Roman Wilson best fits in the league as a slot receiver. And boom. They're going to have him, George Pickens. They got Pat Freiermuth at tight end.
Pick 85 for the Browns, which means we're 11 away from the Bills. And they have four fifth-round selections. Move up.
Yeah.
That linebacker they take in the fifth
round. I want to go home.
It is going to hit. That being said,
Jeremiah Trotter.
In all seriousness, I
Junior?
You know, they may have a need at outside linebacker. Matt Milano is going to be, what, 31? And still don't have any news on his injury and when he's going to be back on the field.
Who's that?
Matt Milano.
I mean, he's going to be back on the field training.
No, I mean, he is.
I mean,
but he's also going to be, what, 31?
Trotter would be in this range.
Is he going to be 31? I want to make sure on that. I thought he was older than I remembered.
I'm going to let you deal with that.
He's 29. Never mind.
As okay, a 31, as a 30,
he will be 32. 30 going into the season.
Oh, okay. So we've got a couple years before the 31. But, yeah, no. Linebackers, you mentioned that, though. Peyton Wilson, Cedric Gray, Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Wilson is still available. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Yeah, we're getting a little fun here. Trying to get
I'm talking about replacing potentially an all-pro linebacker in the future. That's less than fun. I don't love that.
Pick is in for Cleveland, by the way, so we're moving fast here.
As the kids would say, hot and heavy.
We're down to 10 selections before the Bills at 95.
Let's go. Come on.
It's 10:30. We're doing great here, guys.
No, like, we have 4/5 straight up. Come on.
I said it. I said I want to go home, but like at the same time.
Bean does this every year, and then this year he goes, you know what, guys? I actually love the fifth round.
Let's play
Stop.
The slow burn. Hang on. The way the wide receiver board's falling, I kind of love the fifth round too right now.
I'll never like the fifth round. It's the
not
start
as long
of,
as I do this.
It's the start of, are you going to make the roster? I'm not sure.
It's the descent into madness for us. And I mean true madness. Like, yeah, we've been getting loopy, but that's because it's late.
Nah, Derek, I've always told you, I'm not on life's edge every day I wake up. I mean,
we're going to put a pin in that one.
What's the old saying? You know, madness and genius, it's, you know, it's a mirror image.
Is that what they say?
Lines? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think anyone says that.
I think only you say that.
Yeah, well. Picasso was likely a crazy person.
I don't know.
Amazing way. Painter.
Should I just throw this
bottle at you? Am I a great painter? No, but, you know.
Am I a great painter?
No, but.
Oh, boy.
Who's Cleveland taking? Come on. Let's go.
No, we have our commercials.
Could go.
The NFL needs his money.
Maybe
Zachary.
Same thing. Ryan Poles yesterday having to tell Caleb Williams, by the way, I was told I had to hold this pick for 5 minutes.
That's rude.
I like him a lot.
Trade.
I like him a lot, by the way.
Trade? Bills? Trade?
No.
Dang.
No, but I do like Ryan Poles a lot, the GM of the Chicago Bears. Like, he just says it how it is. And he was talking yesterday with the media about how, like, he's just so done, like, listening to the past about, like, the 85 Bears or, like, the past defenses. Like, he's
which is good.
He, like, effectively, without saying it, was like, I just don't care. And I
TJ
love
Tampa
it.
Is still available, by the way.
Yeah, he's had a fall.
There's some guys. Franklin, Tampa.
Adisa Isaac, too.
Wilson.
From Penn State, Edge.
Yeah. It's a fascinating group here.
Spencer Rattler in the third round
That's okay. That's normal. He's not good. Yeah, no, there's a couple of interesting players. Jatavion Sanders, at least talent-wise, with Texas, the tight end. Another one that could be or should have probably been taken by now if you believe a lot of big boards. So... just goes to show you, it's a crapshoot, everyone. We only talk about it because we have to.
Yeah, no one actually has any idea what any of these players are going to be. It's my favorite part of this is that we'll spend months, if not even a full calendar year, talking about like two or three players, and they could all be terrible the moment they get to a team.
Yep.
A lot of it due to where they land, but also just we don't get to know any of their character flaws. We don't actually get to sit and hang out with them and see what they say.
Or
Adonai Mitchell, the perfect example, where apparently he was a disaster in interviews.
Yeah. And we have no idea.
It's my favorite part.
We're not behind those closed doors.
Confused, because the trade-up is with Philadelphia.
That makes sense. I saw something about that.
It says they're on the clock, but I don't see a pick for Cleveland.
Maybe they took it
now? Is that what's going on here?
Well,
this is just a disaster.
The Eagles are trading out of 86.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, so Cleveland picks, but I haven't seen it on...
With the 49ers. So San Fran's going to be the one picking after Cleveland here. That coming from Jeff McLean.
Michigan offensive lineman Zach Zinter. So three straight Michigan
players.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that's three Wolverines in a row.
I mean, you win the national championship undefeated. Yeah, you should probably have some guys go to the NFL, right?
I know, but Jim Harbaugh is not just punching air.
He's ecstatic.
Oh, God, yeah.
He's got to be a weird draft room, too. Is he like you know, just like does a little fist bump? And
I would
like,
just be on
we
edge.
Didn't pick Jim. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He's like, no, guys. Here we go.
He's probably the coach that would just like weird me out the most.
See, I kind of want to have a sit down with Jim Harbaugh. Honestly.
I feel like I'd end up in a ditch.
He burns out so quick everywhere he goes, and yet he's successful everywhere he goes. I want to have a sit down with that guy.
I feel like I'd end up in a ditch if I tried to have a sit down with him.
No, I don't think so. I think he's very intense.
49ers.
He's the right amount of intense that I should be threatened.
But I don't know. He's a coach I'm interested in. Like, you know who I'm interested in now? Me and Nate were talking about it in the break.
It's going to be the longest 10
Bill
picks in the
Belichick
world.
Being on that draft coverage with Pat
McAfee. Oh, he's been fantastic.
He's been great. Like, now I'm like, oh, I kind of want to, like, sit down with Bill Belichick and pick his brain. He was talking about, like, the Randy Moss trade and, like, compared it to childbirth. And I'm like,
what?
This is phenomenal. Like, why were you, like, deadpan for 25 years?
I feel like it's the Patriots organization now. The evil that lurks around that building.
No, he just had Cold War tactics.
All right, another offensive lineman off the board.
Yeah, being
the
49ers
trading up.
Is.
They take Kansas offensive tackle/guard Dominic Puni.
Lance Leipold, by the way, former UB head coach, really making Kansas into a very good program in the Big 12, in a program or in a conference that is going to have kind of a gaping hole with Oklahoma and Texas leaving. Kansas could fill that role. I mean, they're potentially bringing in a new stadium here in the next few years as well. Leipold stayed. Going to be interesting. Going to be definitely interesting.
The power of a Power 5 conference, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, and it
must be
and
nice.
And a Power 5 team that now cares about football for the first time in their existence. As Lance Leipold's not even the first UB coach to go to Kansas.
Right.
Turner Gill went to Kansas.
Was right before that.
So... Yeah, I mean, it could be interesting. There's definitely a hole that needs to be filled in terms of the Big 12 and the power vacuum that is there. Why not Kansas? I mean, Colorado kind of seems to be the favorite with Deion Sanders, Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, and such.
Or they could just be all hype again.
Yeah, that was so fun for like 3 weeks, though. And now it's really weird.
Yeah.
It was fun for like 3-4 weeks.
Yeah. But, hey, you took a one-win team and you...
That's the worst part.
You threw some nice success into it on a one-win team. But, yeah, no, maybe calm down a little bit, everyone.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a timeout. The Bills are going to be picking here shortly. I would say probably before the 11 o'clock hour or right around then. So let's make sure we get our breaks in a little early in case you have to go late to get the pick in. Our coverage here on WGR continues on of the 2024 NFL Draft with me, Nate Geary, Derek Kramer, and Zach Jones. After a quick timeout, you're listening to WGR.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back.
You want me to catch some? You want to catch some people up on some? On the
catch
picks?
Them up.
All right. Well, we had three straight Michigan players: Blake Corum at pick 19 of the third round, 83rd overall. The running back Blake Corum out of Michigan, then wide receiver Roman Wilson out of Michigan going to Pittsburgh, and then Zach Zinter, the guard out of Michigan, going to Cleveland at 85.
Good name, spells it a little weird though.
Yes, and yeah, no, that's yeah, I would agree with that. Meanwhile, offensive tackle Dominic Puni out of Kansas, and then Dallas Cowboys selecting Marist Liufau out of Notre Dame, the linebacker going to Dallas at pick 87. Buffalo is at 95. We are almost there, and yet it is taking agonizingly too long. Nate, back to you.
Back to me. You're right next to me.
I got to be honest. On, I was a media member.
Back to you. It's there like you it's like remember when we used to have a functioning, you know,
like if I was in the booth there, or something. Yeah. Well, then it would feel weird if I was a co-host and I was sitting in a separate room.
Yeah, I don't know how. I have the visual like to the room. This would be yeah, it'd be weird.
All right, guys, here's the next few picks that have come in.
There we go. I'll
tell you what.
Oh no, I'm getting stupid now.
Yeah, I know. I want to go to bed.
we've hit that point.
Marshawn Lloyd, another running back.
Here we go.
Wow.
Okay.
Fumble issues for Marshawn Lloyd. Really, I mean, he fumbled a lot last year. I think he had six fumbles.
Oh, boy.
That USC team, by the way, I actually do think Caleb Williams has been, like, forged in the depths of hell. They were not a good roster by any means outside of really Caleb Williams. Like, Brendan Rice was his number one wide receiver, and he's just a complete non-factor. There's just nothing on him. Running backs, though, I will say, I kind of want to know when a guy like a Braylon Allen out of Wisconsin is going to go. He's a big dude that does not play like a big guy.
It's kind of Estime. I mean, Estime is a powerful runner.
Yep.
He didn't run well, which is probably, which I think surprised me because his game speed, I mean, he ran away from players at the college level. I mean, he was a big play threat.
It's kind of what Keon Coleman was saying with Bills media. I've never been caught, but he runs up, I think, almost the exact same 40 time, which is 4.61. And then you have a guy like, who I just brought up, Braylon Allen. He didn't even run the 40-yard dash at the combine, but then as you brought up Audric Estime, 4.61 there, he's an interesting. You've brought him up a lot as like a potential big back for the Bills to go get. Definitely kind of a thunder to the James Cook and even Ty Johnson kind of lightning that they have going on there.
They needed another running back though. Did they bring back?
They've got
AJ Dillon. They brought back
picks.
AJ Dillon, right?
AJ Dillon.
Yeah, they re-signed him.
Did they? I don't think they did. That's been one though. He was
Josh Jacobs ended up in Green Bay.
Yep.
Yeah. But I was gonna say AJ Dillon has been a disaster in terms of efficiency, and he is still with Green Bay. Wow, yeah, that's right. He is because they got rid of Aaron Jones.
Yep.
That's right.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I definitely saw the AJ Dillon not being good thing happening.
Another safety off the board, by the way. Tyke Smith. Thank you. Out of Georgia, he goes to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's kind of fun.
Yeah. Tampa's been.
I also can totally see them just, like, vanishing this year.
I mean, like the NFC South.
Like, with Chicago coming up and stuff like that. Like,
they'll still win the NFC South. Maybe, Carolina's a dumpster fire.
Maybe.
Atlanta should.
I was going to say Atlanta. Like, I don't like
that. Atlanta's got internal drama about the quarterback position.
Yeah, but, I mean, he'll be fine. He's going to play.
Yeah, but.
That's the thing is, like, I hate the number 8 overall pick, but, like, I could also see them, like, just winning the division with 10 wins.
Yeah, but then the first time the plates are wobbly with Kirk Cousins, they're going to be clamoring for Penix.
Well, and that may not be
And
the
that
worst
does something to a person's psyche.
That's very true. That's very true.
So, yeah, no, I'm not. And it's Atlanta. They find the most heartbreaking ways to deliver pain to their fans. And we're in Buffalo saying that.
It's not even like heartbreaking or like even a lot of thought
They're
process.
Numb to it now.
It's just, I mean, just a swift kick to the chest every time. They take the wind out of you. It's not nice by
Atlanta.
Any
means. So like those fans are so used to it now, though. It's like standard protocol for them to blow like a 2-score lead in like 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
It's their fans and fantasy owners everywhere. I mean, their last three picks, not named Michael Penix, have been offensive guys that every fantasy owner's like, hey,
like
they've
Arthur
got a
Smith.
Huge need there. And then their coaches are like,
but like that was
we
Arthur
violently
Smith's
hate
problem.
Rookies in fantasy. Yeah, it's such a weird franchise.
Arthur Smith just also hated fun.
Such a weird franchise.
But now he's Pittsburgh's problem. As the offensive coordinator there.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Have fun with that.
About that one. Forgot about that. Oh,
yeah. Elijah Jones, corner of Boston College.
Russell Wilson, Steelers,
Cardinals. All right. I mean, we're in the 90s now, baby. Let's go.
We're here. We are.
I'm here.
If Bean trades up now, though, I'm going to be kind of frustrated.
Nate, I will doodle a worse mustache on your face. It's not almost possible, but
if Bean trades up
here,
though, I'm going to be kind of frustrated. I had to wait all the way to the 90s for him to be like, all right, now we're going to move up. I'll be a little upset. Just again, 95 now.
That would be funny, actually.
All right, so.
You say funny.
Who did they take? Elijah Jones?
Corner out of Boston College.
Good last name.
Is Nate going to, like, not find this guy on his sheet?
Might not.
No, he's here.
Oh, there
he's
we go.
Far down.
I mean, that's what you're going to get when, you know, everyone.
I mean, we're in round three. This is going to be where things are going to be a little out of whack.
A little dicey.
Things are going to get a
still
little fun.
Still day two. Can we, like, not lose names yet?
Packers back on.
Hmm? I don't know, man.
Packers
takes
just took
one.
A running back, and now they back on again. I'm surprised Brandon Bean has not traded up.
I really am. I
would guess he moves up into the fourth round a couple times.
Wait. I mean, he's got it. They have 4 fifth-round picks. Like, it's just I can't imagine they're going to take 4 fifth-rounders.
We're getting a lot of bay
they
with
do,
these
They
with
do
these
have
picks.
Room on their roster.
I mean, they do.
Green Bay picked at 88. Tampa Bay picked at 89. Green Bay picking at 91. Tampa Bay is picking at 92.
By the way, with, of course, the Bills coming up here pretty soon, and one of the receivers that has very much been on a lot of Bills fans' minds, Troy Franklin, Matt Miller had this to say on Twitter. Personally had Franklin ranked in round three. Little surprised he's still on the board, but slender frame, narrow lower body, tight hips were a concern. One-trick receiver, even if that one-trick speed is really good.
Hey, you know what the Bills need?
I was going to say, like, he would fit, especially if they're doing this kind of Green Bay model of everyone just have your role and do it well.
I mean, the wide receiver train would be very pleased if you end up with Keon Coleman and Troy Franklin, and you got yourself a good safety in Cole Bishop. Like, that would be a very impressive haul for me for day two. Like,
you're walking away feeling pretty good. You're walking away feeling pretty good. I think, you know, of course, edge rusher's still a need. That kind of hurts that you didn't get it. You know, we'll see. What do you think Packers take here?
Your mom.
There we go.
Got him.
There we go.
Seriously though, we're losing. We are losing steam, everyone.
How about a receiver?
And I can't believe I have to be the mature one to say I apologize.
What do you mean? I'm not losing steam. They took Edgerrin Cooper in round two. That was fun. They take Bullard.
Oh boy. Peyton Wilson's still available. TJ Tampa is still available. Cedric Gray, a linebacker out of North Carolina, a nice option or an idea there. Of course, your wide receivers like Jalen McMillan, Troy Franklin.
I'm going to be so upset if they take your wide receiver.
I won't be
really upset.
No, it's still 2 and 3 rounds, and it's also...
No, it's just more Green Bay taking another.
Oh, Green
like,
Bay taking one.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the Bills.
No.
Because
I'm
talking about the Bills.
No, Bills,
all right,
I'm happy.
Let's do this. Let's take a timeout now. So when we come back, we should be...
This is like the longest
moving
stretch.
Right into Buffalo here. So timeout. More coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft. On the other side, we should have the Bills' last pick of the night at 95 coming up shortly here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.